Hi, my friends, and welcome to maybe one of the most exciting podcast episodes I have ever recorded. So I'm going to do something different today. I want to explain the background story to this before I dive in, but this is going to be awesome. There is this incredible, I mean, it's a brand. I think it started as an Instagram account, and then they maybe built a brand around it. I'm not sure, but it's called We're Not Really Strangers. If you don't know them on Instagram, go look them up, see what they're doing. It's really cool. Basically, what they have created is they have created different card games and journaling prompts, and I think they're selling notebooks, like diary stuff. And the whole point is it's conversation starters or reflection starters. So We're Not Really Strangers, like the whole concept of it is to build deeper relationships with the people around you and with yourself by asking better questions. The questions they are posting on their Instagram, etc., it's like, how do you build deeper connections? How do you create better conversations? Like go deeper into conversations to get to know each other better. It's incredible. I'm not doing a good job of describing this, but what we're doing today is, a while ago, I hung out with a friend and I was telling him that I have such a hard time making new friends because I hate small talk. I've always hated small talk. I get nothing out of it. It makes me anxious. I don't know how to behave. I don't know how to just talk about something that I truly do not care about. I want to go to the depths of stuff. Like when I meet a new person, I want to know what drives you. What do you want to create with your life? Why are you up at night? Like what keeps you up at night? What are your struggles? What's the vision for your life? Why are you alive? I want to get to the deep stuff right away because that's what gets me excited to talk to someone and to get to know someone. And I want to share my story and my reflections. And I was saying this to him and he said, oh my God, I know exactly what we're going to do. And he went and he showed me this card game that he had from We're Not Really Strangers. It's basically a card game with conversation starters. And he and I started playing this. So it's like you pull a card and on the card there are conversation prompts or questions to the other person. And he and I got into the most beautiful discussions and conversations that truly went to the depths of us. And I felt after that, I mean, it was like a game, but I felt like I got to know him so much better. And I really felt like he got to know me on a different level. And it was just so cool. So I said to him, this is the perfect conversation prompt for my podcast. Like, I want to invite friends and strangers onto my podcast and play this game, like pull cards from this card game and just have beautiful conversations on the podcast. So I picked up this card game. I'm holding it in my hands right now. And today I don't have a guest with me. I'm gonna do it myself so that maybe you can get to know me better and I will also get to know me better. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you think it's fun. And I mean, I'm not sponsored by this brand. They have no clue who I am. But if you think it's a fun thing, like if you also have issues getting, like creating deeper conversations with your friends, pick this up. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it with all my friends. But I'm also going to force them to do it public on the podcast. Okay, so anyway, like I don't know how long I'm going to talk about each card, but so just so that you understand the concept, when I got this card game then, so obviously you can't see it, but I have it here in front of me and there are three different sections. So it's level one, which says perception. And these are basically, let me see what, like an example here. So these are like questions. So if you would play it with a friend, these are questions to your friend. So for example, one is, if I would pull this card that I'm holding now, it would say, what is my body language telling you right now? It's like perception. What do you think of me, I guess? Another one is, Do you think I intimidate others? Why or why not? Like, do you see the level of depths? I love this so much. So that's level one. So this I won't play with myself because I'm gonna save this for when I have my friends on here. But then there is level two, which is connection. And this I'm going to do with myself and you. So I'm gonna save the examples. And then we have section three, which says reflection. So this is also like asking a question to your friend, which will go a little deeper. So for example, do you believe everyone has a calling? If so, do you think I have found mine? I guess I could ask these to myself. The beautiful thing is that I have done this with myself now the last few nights. And they are like the greatest journaling prompts. I pulled a card and I asked myself and I journaled on it. And it was I'm such a fan of this. Okay, so are you ready, guys? I'm gonna pull a card and I'm gonna read it to you and then I'm gonna answer it. Let's see. Okay. It says, how would you describe the feeling of being in love in one word? I would describe the feeling of being in love with accepted. Yes. Okay, I mean, it was just one word. I guess that's it. I'm pulling a new card. If you could get to know someone in your life on a deeper level, who would it be and why? Ooh, okay. So many people in my life that I want to get to know better. The first is, honestly, like, the people that I call my closest friends, I still very often feel like I don't know them on a very, very deep level. And I think this is the issue of being an adult, because I met most of the closest people in my life, I met now. I don't have a lot of friends. Oh, okay, I take it back. So I have a couple of friends that I've known for many years. The first couple of people that comes to mind, I met them in London. So that's like 10 years ago now when I lived there. And I feel like they are a part of my youth and childhood and I love them so much. And I feel like these are the people that I'm gonna know my entire life. But because they live most of them have moved back home to where they're from, all over the world, or they still live in London, and I have lived a little bit of everywhere. So even if they are my oldest friends, I don't feel like I feel like I know them very well because I've known them for a long time, but because we don't talk every day or even on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, I wish I knew them better than I do. Because the people that stay in your life for a long time, these are the ones you really should make an effort to know better, I guess. So I wish I could take more time and talk to everybody. I think also, just to jam on that, I have so many friends around the world. During the pandemic, I really made an effort to build better relationships with them because it was so nice to, like, nobody can leave their houses. Let's hop on FaceTime every day and just chat. But I think during the pandemic, I got so sick of virtual conversations. And now I crave real life meetings, you know? And so sadly, I've had so many friends that I did build a really great virtual friendship with, like FaceTime or WhatsApp or whatever. And lately, I haven't been so good at hopping on a call with them because I want to meet people in real life. That's something I should work on. And then the other section of my friendship group, they are people that I do hang out with more often. Like, they live here in Berlin, but they are people that I met later on in life, like the last 2-3 years. And so because of that, they're adults with their own lives and their own circle of friends and relationships. And it's hard to truly really get to know someone at this point in life, I feel, because everyone has their own routines in life at this point, and it's hard to really get to the depths of a human brain. So I don't know, like, I don't want to mention any names, but really I want to get to know all my close friends better, because I feel like I don't actually know them very well. But then also there are people that I don't know. For example, I have joined a running community, running club, running team here in Berlin, because I've always been a runner, and that's something I wanted to like do. I used to compete when I was younger, but I really wanted to get back into like having a coach. And there's something about mentorship, like teachers, coaches, mentors, good ones I'm talking about, the ones that take on a student or a random person like me and truly do everything they can to make me better. Like this running coach, I don't even know him. I have no clue who he is really. I've met him like 3-4 times because I just joined this running thing. He just is so dedicated to coaching his people. And it's so, I don't know, I just think it's such a honorable thing. And so I'd like to get to know sports coaches and mentors better, like on a deeper level. That's such a weird answer. Okay, I'm gonna move on. I hope this is giving you something, you guys. Okay, I'm gonna pull a new card. And you know what? Maybe the thing here is that when I read a question, maybe you should pause the podcast and like answer it for yourself. Let's try to do that. And then feel free to share your answer or like your reflections with me on Instagram or Twitter or wherever you follow me. I've also enabled, if you listen on Spotify, I have enabled like a question. So you can send in an answer to my question, and the question is general. Like, I think the question is like, what do you want to hear on the podcast? Please send in your reflections there. I would love that. Then you can be anonymous, you can share your name, whatever you want, and we can share our stories. Okay, I'm pulling a new card. What lesson took you the longest to unlearn? Oof, I know exactly what this is. The lesson that took me the longest to unlearn is that I need people, and success achieved all by myself means nothing. For way too long in my life, I thought that it was honorable to make it on my own, to show the world that I can survive without any help from anybody, and I don't need anyone on my team. I'm gonna do this on my own, and I'm gonna show you guys. And it took me a bit too long to learn that that's not the honorable thing. And I had moments when I achieved stuff, and I had achieved it all by myself, and I realized I have nobody to celebrate with and nobody cares because I didn't involve anybody in this. And so it's my victory, which means nobody cares because I excluded everybody. I thought that I was like showing how strong I was by doing everything on my own. And it took me a bit too long to realize that it's this cliche from Into the Wild of happiness is only real when shared. And I don't necessarily believe that's true. I think that you can have beautiful, happy moments that you only share with yourself. I've had those. But when it comes to achievements, it's different. So that was something I learned. I wish I could have learned it a bit earlier in life. And I think it comes from when I was younger, I grew up with a lot of guys around me. Everyone always said to me, like, you're gonna have to like learn to be independent, learn to make it on your own. Don't depend on anybody. Don't ever need somebody. And it was so rooted in me that I took it so literally. And yeah, that's it for me. Okay, pulling a new card. I don't know, how many cards should I pull? Maybe I should talk a bit longer on each one. Okay, this one. When was the last time you surprised yourself? When was the last time you surprised yourself? Actually, I think I have done it quite a few times lately. And I think I didn't do it for very long. For many years, I was very static. I was so focused on my goals and my job and my career. And like, I'm gonna build a legacy of 500 books and I'm gonna do this. And like, I was very static and I was not surprising myself. But lately, I think I have surprised myself maybe more in the way of how I feel. I said to a friend just the other day that in my 20s, in my mid-20s for sure, I was in this very toxic, sad relationship and also always felt very hopeless about my career, like my music and everything. I loved what I was doing, but I always wondered what's going to happen with me. Like, will things ever change here? And I used to ask myself, is this how I want to live out my mid-20s? Like, I can never live out my mid-20s again. Is this really how I want to do that? And I always looked myself in the mirror and said, no, I don't, this, I regret already. I regret how I'm spending my 20s. This is not how I want them to be. And I said to my friend the other day that I had a beautiful moment the other day when I was asking myself, is this how I want to live out my early 30s? Like the way I spend my days now, is if this is how I will spend my early 30s, will I be happy with that? And I looked myself in the mirror and I smiled and I thought, heck yeah, I love my days now. I love that this is how I'm spending my 30s. I'm so happy with it. What was the question? When was the last time you surprised yourself? And so I guess that surprised me. Because that was, I think it's the first time in my life ever that I actually feel very satisfied with my life. And I've always been someone who's always feeling left behind in life. Like I've always felt like I'm not there yet. Like I'm working towards what I want my life to be, but I never really felt like I got there. And when I asked myself this question the other day and truly felt like, I do live a life that I love now. That was a surprising feeling, reply, I guess. So, yay to me. Okay. I'm gonna pull two more cards. This is a shorter episode, but I wanna see what you think about it, if you enjoy it. And next time, hopefully I'll have a friend with me that I can ask and we can get into fun, deep conversations. Okay. What part of your life works? What part of your life hurts? Oof. Shit. What part of your life works? Okay. The part of my life that works really well right now is, oh no, shit, wait, I have to think about this one. I mean, I do have things that work really well right now, but they can always get better. How critical should I be? I'm having a lot of fun. That's definitely a part of my life that works right now. I'm doing things that I truly enjoy. I've taken up a lot of old interests, like old passions of mine that I used to do when I was young, like teenager. Like running. Like I've always been running, but I used to do it like track running competitively, and I've taken that up again just because I love it and it makes me feel like me and I have like a goal and it's so much fun. And I've also lately I've just had a lot of fun with people, like friends, going out for drinks, going for coffee, hanging in a park, like, and that's very new to me because those of you who have followed me for a long time know that I've spent a lot of years of my life without any close people around me. Like I spent many years not having friendships, honestly. And so that's a part of my life that works right now and that I'm so proud of and grateful for, because I feel like I pulled myself out of a very isolated, lonely life and worked hard to create friendships, and that's a part of my life that I'm very happy with. And what part of your life hurts? Well, I'm definitely not satisfied with where I'm at as a writer. I'm planning on doing like a longer episode about where I'm at as like a writer right now. But so my last book, He Loved Me Some Days, I'm sure he did, it was published in April 2021, so 1.5 years ago, kind of. And that book, I mean, it's not about how many books they sell, it's more about how it's received and how many people like it and share it with their friends, because I just want to reach people and, like, you know, make someone feel understood and belonged. And I do measure that in how many books I manage to sell, because if somebody is feeling something by reading the book, he or she will share it or tell someone about it. And that book sold better than I ever could have dreamt of or expected. And it still is, like, it's being shared in places I just never thought I would reach. I've sold books in so many countries, I have lost count, and it's incredible, and I'm so grateful for it. And I don't know how it happened. My books were just like an accidental thing I started doing on side of being a songwriter. And now my books were always embraced way more than my music ever was. I pushed for my music. I fought to get my music out there. And I didn't fight to get my books out there. I literally just like, hey guys, I wrote a book about my story. Here it is if you want it. And my books just took off organically, naturally. And so what part of your life hurts? After that book, I've had a hard time writing. And it's silly, because I should be inspired by the success of that book. I should be motivated to like build on it and reach all the people that found me through this book and write them a new book and all the impact I can make now. And hopefully it will. Like, I feel like I'm getting there. But the success of that book honestly kind of got me a bit scared, because now I feel like, shit, what if I have this a new level of reach that I didn't have before that book. And so whatever book I put out now is going to reach more people, because now more people know my name. And what if I write something that all these people will be disappointed by? What if I will let all of these people down? And also, like, honestly, I felt very long, like, I have nothing else to say to them. Like, I don't know what to tell them. I feel like everything I write needs to be magnificent and so important, because I don't want to waste your time. I want everything I write to give you something. I don't want to steal your time with unimportant chapters or writings. And I guess I've put a bit of pressure on myself because of the success of my previous book. So I'm having a hard time writing, and I hate it, because there's nothing that makes me happier than writing and feeling like a writer and feeling like I'm in the flow of creating a new story, a new offering to you guys. And I'm not in that flow at this point, and it makes me feel like I'm half. You know, when I'm not writing, I feel like I'm fooling the world. I feel like I'm just aimlessly waiting for something to happen. And it hurts. It sounds silly, because obviously that's a privilege to be able to be a writer, and it's a privilege to get to try to write another book. But it hurts because I don't know if I will. I will be able to get back to it. But anyway, does that make sense? Maybe you guys can relate. Hopefully you can. Let me know. Okay, I'm gonna pull one last card. What is a compliment you wish you received more frequently? Oh, well, in general, I'm not very great at compliments. I usually joke them away because I find it awkward. I mean, you know what? Like, first of all, physical compliments never reach me. They are empty to me. Maybe that's ungrateful to say, but like, there's nothing physical you can compliment me on that I care about. Because, I don't know, I just find it awkward. The compliment that really gets to me is when somebody says to me that I have inspired them in some way. Like that okay, this is actually my answer, because I haven't received this compliment a lot lately, and I do miss it. When I was in the middle of like living on the road and fighting to get my music out and living on zero budget and literally just doing everything I could to reach people with my music, I very often got messages from people saying, "You inspired me to also go after my dream, even though it's gonna be hard. You're doing it, so I'm gonna do it too." And I got so many messages from young artists in all kinds of fields, like painters or writers or dancers, photographers, filmmakers, who were saying, like, I had shared my story of like how my family viewed what I was doing, and they were like, "My parents want me to go to college, but I want to become a painter, so you have inspired me to listen to my intuition and go after my passion." And like, these things, they have stayed with me for, you know, years. I think inspiring someone to go after their dream life is the most, I mean, if that's the only thing that my life resulted in, then I am going to be happy. If there is one thing I want to be known and remembered for, it's for having inspired people to question what other people planned for them and instead design their own destiny. Because I feel like that's my mission, and that's what I always wanted to be an example for. And I, you know, definitely the last years, 2 years maybe, definitely the last year, I haven't been super personal on the internet. I'm like, oh shit, what's happening with the social media stuff? Instagram is kind of dying. I'm not reaching anybody anymore. Facebook is dead, right? Twitter, I don't know who's on Twitter anymore. I love Twitter. I love Tumblr, but like, who's on Tumblr? TikTok, like shit, I can't get into it. I'm just too old for TikTok. Podcast, and I love this podcast. But anyway, like, I've had a hard time feeling like I want to be personal, and I want everyone to know me and where I'm at, and I want to share my journey. Even now, as I'm a bit older, like, I feel like it's important to keep sharing your story, because people who discovered me when I was 15, they have grown up with me, so they're going through what I'm going through now, and I want to keep sharing what I'm learning so we can learn from each other. But because of how social media has like developed or whatever, I have had a hard time knowing where to share and how to share. And I think because of that, when people don't know what I'm doing and where I'm at, and if I still have goals, dreams that I'm trying to achieve, naturally you don't inspire people in the same way, because nobody knows what you're doing. Like, you have to share and be very transparent with what you're feeling and what you're going through and your struggles, so that people can relate and feel like, wow, that's honest, I can do it too then. Like, if she did it, I can do it. And I haven't shared in that way lately, and I want to do it, I just don't know where and how. Maybe this podcast is where I'm going to do it, but I think because I haven't shared, I haven't received those comments lately, and I like the comment or compliment of, "You have inspired me to do something on my own. Like, you have inspired me to go after my dream," or, "You are inspiring me to also move to a new country, or to also try to pursue art," or whatever. And yeah, that's a compliment I wish I received more frequently, because there's nothing that gets to me as much as those compliments. Okay. Wow, I feel very introspective right now. I feel like I need a drink, and it's just 11 a.m. But this was awesome. I could keep going forever. I hope you enjoy this. Let me know. I feel like this is more, if anything, this is amazing for me. Like, I need to answer those questions for myself. Feel free to listen back. Maybe, you know what, maybe I'll list the questions that I asked myself and you can journal on them. Share your reflections and answers on Spotify or Instagram or Tumblr or Twitter, whatever. And next time I'll have a friend and we're gonna get into a deep conversation. But let me know what you think. Should I do more of those on my own? What do you think? We're not really strangers, not sponsored, literally just a huge, huge fan. Okay, thank you everybody for listening. Next episode, actually, I have already prepared. It's gonna be a little more of a personal update on my winter plans. As you know, I am going to Portugal in the winters. And you can also send me questions if you have any questions for me personally, like about maybe my living, like Berlin, Portugal, books, reading, writing, publishing plans, music, touring, whatever. Feel free to hit me up and I will answer it in the next podcast episode. Okay, have a beautiful day. I love you guys. Bye.